USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is endorsing raising the gasoline tax to pay for infrastructure spending, lending support to a measure that both Republicans and Democratic proposals have avoided in the debate about how to cover the cost of an infrastructure package. Ghislaine Maxwell faced a judge for the first time Friday as lawyers squabbled over exactly when she should be tried on sex trafficking charges, alleging that she tried to get teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse at his posh residences. Maxwell, pleading not guilty on Friday, and her lawyers maintained they need months of additional preparation because of new charges, making it impossible to keep a July 12th trial date. Maxwell has been in custody at a federal lockup in Brooklyn since her arrest last July. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive efforts to increase vaccine supplies and vaccination sites have paid off.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult who wants one. And thanks to President Biden's directive, everyone 16 and over is now eligible to get a vaccine.
Zients telling reporters nearly 3 million shots are being administered per day. Dangerous weather is coming back to the South and affecting over 60 million Americans. Forecasters say warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico colliding with a warm front pushing through the southern plains is likely to produce explosive weather over parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi on Friday. Severe thunderstorms and a chance of isolated tornadoes are likely near cities including Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Jackson, Mississippi. That storm will move east this weekend and affect Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An officer from the Norfolk Police Department in Virginia was fired after his anonymous donation to 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund was uncovered. Sergeant William Kelly, executive officer of the Norfolk Police Department's Internal Affairs Division, reportedly donated $25 anonymously on September 3, 2020. Included in Kelly's donation were comments such as, "God bless, thank you for your courage." Kelly's donation was able to be traced through his email address due to a reported breach of information from the donation site Give, Send, Go. Alan Dershowitz tells Newsmax TV people are being terminated across the country from their jobs due to these donations and their political beliefs.
People are being fired today for so many reasons. The city manager of Brooklyn Center was fired because he said that Kim Potter should get due process. People are being fired today simply for following the Constitution, and that's what's so dangerous. That's what the new censors, I have my new book called The New Censors, they're so hard to fight. It's harder than McCarthyism because the new censors are good people. They're progressives. They're the corporations. They're private people. They're harder to combat than governmental censorship.
More news can always be found online by going to usaradionews.com or checking us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.